This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Ray. Here's some news for you. The Palestinian territories today got a financial boost from the European Union. The EU's executive branch pledged about $640 million in aid money to the Palestinians. The announcement came during a meeting in Paris where international donors are gathering to hammer out a financial assistance plan for the new Middle East peace effort. The money will be made available in March, and it will go to support improvements in governance and areas like health, education, and infrastructure, according to an EU official. The aid will be dispersed through a new mechanism that will funnel money directly to certain Palestinian ministries, but aid will continue to bypass Hamas, the militant group that seized control of the Gaza Strip in June. Russia has delivered the first shipment of nuclear fuel to Iran's Bushehr Atomic Power Station. It's a step Western powers concerned about Iran's nuclear ambitions had warned Russia not to take. Trying to preempt criticism, Russian officials today said Iran has assured them the fuel will only be used for civilian purposes, and Russia urged Iran to drop its own uranium enrichment program. Iran contracted Russia to build its first ever nuclear power station, but it's delayed delivery of the fuel for months after the project was drawn into the center of the international row over Iran's nuclear program. The first batch of uranium-235 is now being stored at Bushehr in southern Iran, and the rest will be delivered within the next 2 months. And almost 5% of prisoners across the United States reported being sexually victimized behind bars. That's the result of a new study released by the Justice Department's Bureau of Justice Statistics. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
The survey looked at sexual encounters in almost 150 state and federal prisons in the U.S. Of the 10 worst facilities nationwide, 5 were in Texas. Roughly 5% of inmates in the study reported unwilling sexual encounters. More than half the time, the perpetrators were prison staff. The National Prison Rape Elimination Act from 2003 requires the Justice Department to do this sort of survey every year. This is the first one to rely on prisoner reports rather than administrative records. Because inmates participated voluntarily and the study is based entirely on their responses, it's possible that inmates over- or underreported the number of rapes and other sexual assaults.
NPR's Ari Shapiro. And Will Smith made history this weekend as the last man on Earth.
My name is Robert Neville. I'm a survivor living in New York City. I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies. If you are out there, if anyone is out there, please.
His newest sci-fi flick, I Am Legend, rocked the box office for $76.5 million this weekend, the highest gross for a December movie ever. 20th Century Fox also surprised with Alvin and the Chipmunks, which scored $45 million, second ever for G or PG-rated December debuts. Filling out the top five were New Line's The Golden Compass, which banked $9 million, Disney's Enchanted, and the Coen brothers' No Country for Old Men. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Torrey and Allison.